أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا مس الإنسان الضر دعانا لجنبه أو قاعدا أو قائما فلما كشفنا عنه ضره مر كأن لم يدعنا إلى ضر مسه كذلك زين للمسرفين ما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 12 of Surah Yunus. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers hastening and seeking the adab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala instead of asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for khair and asking Allah Ta'ala for good. Here in this ayah, ayah number 12, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about them, the mushrikeen, those who ascribe partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But here Allah Ta'ala also speaks about the general attitude of man, the general mindset of man towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُ, when dur, when harm, when difficulty afflicts man, دَعَانَا, then man begins to beseech us. Man then asks Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He turns his heart towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. He makes dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this dua he does continuously. And Allah Ta'ala describes it in the best of ways. Da'ana li jambihi aw qa'idan aw qa'ima. He makes dua to us whilst he is lying down. The matter at hand, the difficulty at hand has now overpowered his heart. His heart cannot move away from the problem, the difficulty, the challenge that he has. And together with that, that heart also knows it is only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that can alleviate that difficulty. It is only Allah Ta'ala that can resolve the matter, the issue, the challenge. And hence, whilst he's lying down, he will make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Aw qa'idan, he would be sitting, he would be making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Aw qa'ima, he'll be standing, he'll be walking, and he will be making dua to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, in every condition of his heart will not leave Allah. His heart will beseech Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Probably many of us would have gone through those conditions in life where then everything becomes that one dua that we would make to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala all the time. But insan is insan. Allah says, فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّا. Then when we alleviate, we remove the affliction, the difficulty that had afflicted him, what happens? مَرَّ كَأَلَّمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ضُرِّ مَسَّى. He walks, he goes away, he continues as though he had never ever sought from us because of the difficulty that had come to him. Now he's forgotten Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When things are good, prosperous, conducive conditions, a person is happy, then he has forgotten Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In Surah Zumar, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about this concept of man, and then Allah Ta'ala quotes man, that man begins to say that innama utituhu ala ilmin indi, whatever the difficulty was, it has gone. Now the ease that has come, it has come not because Allah has given me, is because of the knowledge I had, my business acuity, because I was sharp, because I had done this, I interceded, I mitigated. And in this way, man begins to attribute what Allah has given him to man's self, and man has forgotten. It comes in the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when a person remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in ease, a person makes dua to Allah ta'ala in ease, he makes shukr to Allah ta'ala in ease, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remember him when he is in difficulties, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will alleviate. The simple message of this ayat is that at all times turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At all times make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even if the sustenance is coming, still beseech Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for halal and easy sustenance. So when Allah forbid, Allah forbid, difficulties come, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will remember us in the difficulties, and Allah Ta'ala will create ease. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, and that is how we adorn, we decorate for the musrifeen, the transgressors, مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ what they do, that now man feels good, that you know when I have a difficulty, all I do is I turn to Allah Ta'ala, and when he's in ease, he forgets Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he feels that what he is doing is good, he feels what he is doing is virtuous, and that is not what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants from us. Allah wants that at all times we beseech and we ask from Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.